limud of Hilchas Lashon Hara is the schus refuah for Yosef Dov ben Chayla, hishtava refuah shleima b'korov. 2 weeks ago we were learning Hilchas Rechilas 2 weeks ago, and we asked a question. I put the question to you, and I said, please, Rabbi Yisai, come back with answers. And the response was underwhelming. I got no answers at all. The kasha was, the Chofetz Chaim said that in order to avoid telling Rechilas, you're allowed to tell a fib. So that in order to avoid telling Rechilas, you're allowed to tell a fib if you have no other option. And the example was brought was from yesterday's Sedra, that the Rebbeinu Shalom said, Lomo zeh tzocha kol soro leimor. The Rebbeinu Shalom speaking to Avraham Avinu, and he says that Soro said, how can I have a child that ani zokanti? When really, what did she really say? She said that Avraham Avinu is too old to have a child. But the Rebbeinu Shalom was Mishana Pnei HaShalom. That's the Gemara. And the kasha that we asked at the time was, or the kasha that I asked you at the time was, why wasn't it, forget about the fact that he was Mishanu Pnei HaShalom in order not to upset Avraham, that Sora was saying their husband was elderly. Yeah, so forget that. Why wasn't it Stam Loshon Hara that the Rebbeinu Shem should come to Avraham Avinu and say, Tzachaka Sora, didn't believe the story that she'd been told, that she was going to have the promise that she'd been given to the Nevuah that she'd heard, that she was going to have a baby, yeah? And she said, Ha'afon omnom eleid, yeah? Va'ani zokanti, with the Rebbeinu Shalom telling it to Avraham Avinu. And the question was, why isn't that Loshon Hara? Why wasn't it Stama Loshon Hara that the Rebbeinu Shalom is going to Avraham Avinu and saying that when your wife heard that she was going to have a baby, she laughed and she said, it's impossible because my husband's too old. So why isn't that Loshon Hara? So I asked that question, I didn't have an answer at the time. Yesterday I found an answer in the Chasam Sofer. Chasam Sofer in Torah Moshe Ala Torah actually brings it on this posuk. When the Rebbeinu Shalom said, Lomo zeh tzocha kol soro, he brings down a pshat. It's a pshat al pi drush, right? It doesn't satisfy totally, but al pi drush he brings down as follows. I hope we'll get through it today, I don't know. He brings down a chedush ha'agodas ma'asho. The Marsha in Yuma, there's a lengthy Marsha that says as follows. We all think that everything happened at the same time. The Malachim came, they were Mavasa Sora, that she's going to have a child, and when she heard it, she laughed, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu heard that she laughed, and therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu went to Avraham Avinu and said, Lomo zeh tzocha kol soro, etc. We think the whole thing happened at one time, but the Marsha says that this all happened over a period. It didn't actually happen altogether. Avada on Pesach was when the Malachim came. We know Matzosofa Vayochelu, right? That it was on Pesach that they came, and the Malachim were Mavasa, that in a year's time Yitzchok will be born. That happened on, and at that time they were Mavasa to Sora, and they told her, yeah, they told her that she's going to have a baby in a year's time. And then was Tzochka, it says, then Batoyme, she said, Belibo, she said, Ha'ofom nam eilid, yeah, and I can't remember what the Lashon was, but my husband is old. Says the Marsha, and then there was a 6 month delay, or a 6 month period, between the time that she actually didn't, or she seemingly disbelieved the Besura Toiva, and when the Rebbeinu Shalom went to Avraham Avinu and told Avraham Avinu 6 months later on Sukkot, not on Pesach, that Sora didn't believe the story. Yeah? That's the way we read it. But the Marsha says there was a 6 month delay between the two. And the Chasam Sofer says that with this, we will, Belineda tomorrow, I'm sorry for Rabbi Hul, yeah, unless you'll come tomorrow morning and hear the rest of it, or look it up in the Chasam Sofer Ala Torah, he explains with that how we can explain that it was not a Loshon Hara when the Rebbeinu Shalom went to Avraham Avinu on Sukkos and told him that Sora had disbelieved the Besura that she was going to have a child.
Sunday, Tes Zayin Cheshvan, 17th November, Rabbi Alex Hull, Shlita, where is the Western Wall? This week's Torah is sponsored by Phyllis Hoss, Hashavuyim, Vachavim, and Elchamon, Shachzu, Ratzem, Shalom, Bimheiro.
Amen. First of all, thank you very much for giving me the opportunity to speak to you today. Firstly, I'd like to set out that the Kosel Maravi Hamafursam, the Yadua, has been known Meozum Olam Muksik as Mokem Mekudash and Mesugal Litfila. But in Sofik, that it's kosol shmizman beis hamikdash. I'd even go further to say that I believe it was built by Shlomo HaMelech, which we will hopefully we'll get to later on. Therefore, it's chashivus is obviously ein erech la chashivut hazeh. However, yesh lodun im ochen hu the kosol hamarovi hayodua, the western wall, which we know, is that the wall which defined the perimeter of the Har HaBayis as defined in the Mishnah and Midas. The Mishnah Midas says that the Beis HaMikdosh was covered in an area of 500 amas, square 500 amas, which are all around it. And we know there's a famous Chazal that the Kosel HaMarovi would never be destroyed. Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Pasuk in Shir HaShirim, Omen Metzis Min HaCharakim, referring to the Kosel HaMarovi, which will never be destroyed.
500 amas is not very big.
No, it's not at all.
It's like 20 by 25 by 25 or something. It can't be much.
No, it's not
500
square amas.
It's 500 square amas. 500
by 500.
500 by 500. Not 500 square amas. 500 by 500. Yeah. 500 by 500.
Yeah.
It's about two. Okay, we'll talk about the actual calculations soon. I first like to maybe point out a very vexing problem. Someone told me yesterday, he heard me that I'm going to speak, and he said to me there was somebody at the Kosel HaMarovi, and he said to the person next to him, do you mind, can you tell me where Mizrach is? That seemed a rather daft question because the Kosel HaMarovi is in the Marov. However, if you actually look at the coast of Marovi, it's not actually in the west. It's not on the western wall. It's actually off by 10 degrees. So if you imagine, let's say this would be the north, this would be the west, this would be the north, this would be the east, and this would be the south. That's how, let's say, imagine this is a square of the Beis HaMikdosh, and this would be the western wall. But if we actually look at the western wall and make a square, accordingly, it actually is like this. It's about 10 degrees off. So the western wall is 10 degrees off from the actual western direction, which is, you know, a big pellet. Shlomo HaMelech built the Beis HaMikdosh. Surely, I know there was no compasses at the time of the Beis HaMikdosh, not that we know of. But we know that the ancient pyramids, they managed to get the north-south direction precisely. So it's very strange that Shlomo HaMelech would miss out, would not be able to get an exact line for the Kosel Marovi and actually to be 10 degrees out.
It's okay. It's only a retaining wall.
Oh well, that's right. That's what we're here to discuss. Is it a retaining wall or is it the part of the perimeter of the 500 others? A number of questions seem to indicate that the wall, the western wall, is not the actual wall which is defines the perimeter of the Beis HaMikdosh. Number one, the Medrash tells us that not only the only wall that was not destroyed was the western wall, the Kosel HaMarovi, but all the other walls were destroyed. Now, if we look at the Temple Mount, there are actually two walls which are extant from the time of the Beis HaMikdosh. That is the western wall, and the southern wall as well is also extant. It's the same height as the western wall. And we know this from the archaeological findings that it's the same kind of stones from the period of Hordus. He had a special kind of miskeres which he made around the stones. And they're identical with the stones of the western wall with the southern wall. So whatever happened to the western wall happened to the southern wall. Now, if we consider that the western wall is the wall which was not destroyed, so by definition that would mean the southern wall also was not destroyed. And the Medrash says that all the walls were destroyed except for the western wall. So although we do see the southern wall, and it was at the time of the Beis HaMikdosh, but evidently this is considered as being destroyed because The Temple Mount is a mountain, right? And the wall, the southern wall, is actually very low down on the mountain. And the Beis HaMikdash, we're told, was at the top of the mountain. Josephus talks about that being at the top of the mountain, the summit of the mountain. So where the wall actually, from the time of Herodotus, got to was nowhere near the height of the Ritzpah, the Beis HaMikdash. So really, what that was, it was really under the ground. It was the foundations of the wall of the Beis HaMikdash. And we didn't need, when the Romans wanted to destroy, they didn't have to destroy the underground foundations. They broke down the walls until the floor of the Beis HaMikdash. Anything lower than that, they left, but that's considered as destroyed. And therefore, the southern wall is considered destroyed. And by definition, if the southern wall is considered destroyed, then the western wall, which we know as today, is also considered destroyed. So it can't be the Kosel HaMaravi, which the Medrash refers to. Yes?
It says Shlomo HaMelech built it. I didn't get it wrong, but you also said the stone of the time of Herod.
Yes.
So which one is it? Herod came.
Right,
so how could it be?
Right, okay, we're going to discuss this because Herod actually used Shlomo HaMelech's wall. And the way he did it was he took the bricks and he made this miskeret around them. And why did he use Shlomo HaMelech's wall? We'll try and get to that. Okay, that's number one. Number one is it would seem from the fact that the two walls are identical that the Western Wall, as we know it, is a wall which has been destroyed. And the wall which we're looking for is a wall which is higher, which is up to the at least the floor of the Beis HaMikdash, which is not the Western Wall. Number two, if you look at, according to Lee Rittmeyer, an archaeologist who's been working on the site for about 30 years, he identifies the Shah HaKoyim, which is the Golden Gate, which is on the eastern wall. He identifies that from the time of the Beis HaMikdash. And if so, we would be able to measure 500 amas and we would be able to get from the eastern wall to the western wall. And the distance between the Golden Gate and the western wall as we know it is about 315 meters, which is way above any shear of 5 meus amas. According to Rav Chaim Noah, even according to the Chazon Ish, it's about 30 meters more than even the biggest shear of the Amma, according to the Chazon Ish. So therefore, if the Golden Gate is on the eastern wall, so the western wall is too far away to be part of the Beis HaMikdash.
Again, you said that the south and the Maravi,
yes,
are standing.
Yes.
So how do we have a gate in the eastern wall?
Right, because we don't have an eastern wall, because in fact the eastern wall hasn't got the same stones as the south and the west, because they weren't built by Herod, they were built much later. But the Medrash actually tells us, besides for the western wall being extant and promised never to be destroyed, the Golden Gate, the Shah HaKoyim, was also promised not to be destroyed.
So it's a gate.
It's a gate. It's that. Yeah. It's only the gate which has got the archaeologists have been concluded that it came from the time of the second Beis HaMikdash. But the wall itself is definitely not from the time of the Beis HaMikdash. So that's another problem with the Western Wall. And a third problem is the Mishnah in Midas says that there was a 500 amas square, that was the sort of the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash. And then you've got the Beis HaMikdash itself. And the Mishnah says that the distance between one wall to the Beis HaMikdash went like this, that the biggest distance, the biggest space was from the south, the next space was from the east, the next smaller space was from the north, and the smallest space of all was from the west, till you got to the Beis HaMikdash. And since we know that the Beis HaMikdash, we know the middle of the Beis HaMikdash itself, we're talking about not the 500 amas within the Azorah, the Ezra's Noshim, and the Ezra's Yisrael, that leaves a limited amount of space which you can have between the Beis HaMikdash and the perimeter walls. And the distance between what we know as the Dome of the Rock, and the western wall is about 90 metres, which is an awful lot of amas when we're talking about the space which we have limited based on the Mishneh and Midas. And it's much too much in order to be able to cater for the Mishnah, which says that the smallest space between the Kosel Maravi and the Kodesh HaKadoshim, which is actually the Dome of the Rock, it's 90 metres is way too big. So in other words, the Western Wall is too far to the left.
The dome was built in the corner somewhere, not in the middle.
Right, so actually the Dome of the Rock is actually on the summit of the mountain, and we know from Yosefun that the base of the Kodesh HaKadoshim was actually on the summit of the mountain. And we also know there's a big stone in the Dome of the Rock. It's called Al-Sakara, and the Radvaz in his Tshuvah actually identifies that this stone is the Evin HaShasiyo, which we know was in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And so we also have a Medrash in Pirkei de Rebbe Elezer, which tells us that after the Chorban Beis HaMikdash, the Yishmaelim are going to build a binyan on top of the Heichal. And indeed, this the Dome of the Rock is precisely on this Evin HaShasiyo. So evidently, this is the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And if we measure from the Kodesh HaKadoshim, from the walls of the Dome of the Rock, and to get to the western side, it's 90 metres, which is way too far in order to cater for the Mishnah, which says that's the smallest space between from the perimeter walls to the Beis HaMikdash.
So I not think that there's a makor. It was supposed to be 11 amos from the edge of the Kodesh Kadoshim to the Kodesh Maravi. It was only supposed to be 11 amos.
No, that was for the Gizra, not to the actual perimeter wall. No, there is no records of that. No Shir McGiven. All we know it was the smallest distance at all. So it could really, we're having it's basically 187, if you talk about the width of the Beis HaMikdash, is 187 of the Azora, if we exclude the Ezras Noshim. So we've got roughly 315 left between the spaces on either side. So we need about 100, maximum we can have about 150 amas on each side. 90 metres is much too big to cater for that. Okay, so if the Western Wall as we know it is not the wall of the Beis HaMikdash, so where is it? We have a promise in the Medrash that the Western Wall, the Kosel Maravi, will never be destroyed. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Omid Vomeitzis Menacharakim. Now, if you look after the Western Wall, it doesn't seem to be any other wall until you get to the Dome of the Rock.
Underground,
right. So we're looking for a wall which hasn't been destroyed. So it has to be on the level of what the Beis HaMikdash of the Kodesh HaKadoshim was. But in fact, there is. In fact, underground. Because what actually, after you go for the Kosel Maravi, there is actually what is known as the platform. Because if we look at the site, the Temple Mount as it is now, it doesn't look anything like the Har HaMoriah, which Avraham went on when he went and did the Akedah. Because if you're going to try and build a site, a 500, let's say for the Beis HaMikdash, a site of 500 amas by 500 amas, you need to have a flat surface, and you've got a slant, and you don't have that kind of surface area to have a square 500. So what you need to do is, you need to sort of build a wall. Let's say this is the slant, and build a wall over here, and then fill it up in between the halal, the empty space with earth, and then you'll have a straight surface. And that's how you can sort of get a big wide surfaces. So in order to be able to create this 500 amas square, they obviously made a wall in order to come down. Now this is the platform. Let's not talk about the Beis HaMikdash.
You cut the summit down.
Who says?
You
Let's not talk about the Beis Hamikdash. Let's talk about the Ramah, right? The platform. Now the platform they didn't. The platform is not sliced off a mountain. It's concrete. The concrete stone which has been made and there's a wall. There's remnants of the wall. You have to actually go up the stairs to the top of to the Ramah. You get to the platform. At the end of the platform, there's still most of the wall of the platform is underground, but there's a little bit still sticking up. And so what they did was, obviously they made this wall, and then they filled the whole area between the wall and the Evin HaShisia, the Dome of the Rock. And that's how they made this 500 square amas. So the platform was made with a wall and filled in with offal. Now, this wall, evidently, was the wall of the Beis Hamikdash. It was the wall which was the wall. They didn't need to make a new wall. They didn't have to build a new wall. They actually used the wall of the Beis Hamikdash, the Kosel HaMarovi, in order to fill in and to make the platform of of the Dome of the Rock. And this is evidently indicated in the Radvaz, the Tshuvas HaRadvaz. Furthermore, it would seem this is how the Rambam understood, because the Rambam, we're told, Sefer Chassidim says that the Rambam actually entered into the temple, into the site of the Beis Hamikdash. In order to enter into the site of the Beis Hamikdash, he would have to know the exact places where one can go, where one can't go. There are certain places where one can't for Tumah, so we'd have to know exactly where the Kosel HaMarovi was. And the Rambam clearly would have seen that the Kosel HaMarovi was too far away from the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So the Kosel HaMarovi HaYodua, the Mufursam, could not have been the Kosel HaMarovi. So he must have found another wall. The only wall which we evidently he found was actually this wall of the Ramah, the platform wall, which was he understood to be once the Beis Hamikdash, and they just filled it in to make the platform. This actually is also indicated in the Rambam, because the Rambam surprisingly says, when he talks about the spaces between the perimeter wall and the Beis Hamikdash, and from the west to the Beis Hamikdash, and from the east to the Beis Hamikdash, he talks about from the east to, not to the Beis Hamikdash, actually to the Azora, which is not the simple understanding of the Mishnah. The simple understanding of the Mishnah that we're talking about the spaces to the Beis Hamikdash, and therefore you would, when you talk about the east, you're going from the east to the beginning of the Beis Hamikdash, which is the Ezras Noshim. But the Rambam talked about, says that the space is actually referring to the space between the perimeter wall on the east and to the Ezras Yisrael. And the reason why, evidently, because the Rambam saw, he saw from the Ramah, that if you make it, if you measure from the wall of the platform to the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and that the space doesn't match with the space between the end of the Ezra's Noshim and the Eastern Wall. If the space of the Beis Hamikdash referred to in the Mishnah is referring to just up to the Ezra's Noshim, then it'll turn out that the distance on the east is smaller than the distance on the west. And since the Mishnah says the opposite, so the Rambam understood from there that the space which is referring to on the east is actually all the way up to the Ezras Yisrael. Okay, so that's how the Rambam understood that Beis Hamikdash, the Kosel HaMarovi, is actually the wall of the platform. However, this is problematic because as we have from the archaeological information, that the Kosel HaMizrahi, the Shaar HaZov, the Golden Gate, is actually a remnant of the Beis Hamikdash, of the Eastern Wall. And if we take 500 amas from the Golden Gate, and we go to the Ramah, we go beyond the 500 amas, which we have limited in order to be able to arrive at the Western Wall. So therefore, it's again the wall of the platform is too far to the west to be the perimeter wall of the Beis Hamikdash. So where is the Western Wall? What other wall do we have? in order to say that the Western Wall has not been destroyed. But there is one more wall.
Is the Perimeter Wall visible still today? You can see it?
Well, it should be, because we're told that Mitzvah Menacharakim. So, yeah, it must be. It must be that that has to be fulfilled, that Kilu HaKadosh Baruch Hu is looking between the holes. If it's underground, it's not really a kiyum of Mitzvah Menacharakim. However, there is.
So you haven't seen it?
I have seen it, yes. That's what we're about to talk about. There is one wall. Because the way the platform is built, let's say I'm coming from the west. There's a platform, there's the main sort of wall of the platform, but in the middle, there's actually a set of stairs, which goes, so there's like, the platform goes all the way, to me, but I can go up a flight of stairs until I get basically to almost the middle of the platform, and from then I go straight towards the Dome of the Rock. Actually, when I'm actually going up to the top of a flight of stairs, I get to the top stair, is actually, I'm getting to a wall. I'm coming to a wall. Because evidently the other two parts of the platform were added later. But the real wall of the Beis HaMikdash was actually at the end of this flight of stairs. I get to the top flight, really, I'm getting to the top shura of the wall of the Beis HaMikdash, and this was the wall that which they used, and they just made sort of stairs going up to the top of the wall, and then once they made over the wall, they just filled it in and used that as a solid ground. So
how far is it from the inside of the Kosel?
It's
the other side of the Kosel.
Which other side of the front? So it happens to be that if we measure from the Golden Gate to the top stair of the stairway, it is precisely 500 amas. That's what everybody asks. I must tell you, he said, which shir is it?
Yeah.
Which shir? So, okay, so to be not to be controversial, I would say according to both shiurim. Because firstly, it's the shear of Chaim Noe, but even for the according to the Chazon Ish, sometimes Chazal used an amr of 5 tefachim. So if Chazal used an amr of 5 tefachim instead of 6 tefachim, you'd also get to exactly the same place. So
where
we
are the stairs?
Sorry?
Where
the stairs in the middle of the platform, which they lead up. Where you could, if you want to go to the Dome of the Rock, you would probably use the central stair.
Go to the
Yeah.
Where are those stairs?
It's after
the bridge there to go.
There's a bridge after you go to the coast of Moravia. After you pass the coast of Moravia, you go inside from the other side of the coast of Moravia. We stand where we go to the coast is on the other side of the coast of Moravia. But there's a bridge which actually can lead over on top of the coast of Moravia, and then you get to the platform. And I don't think Jews are allowed on the platform. Maybe they are. I mean, not allowed into the mosque. They don't allow Jews into the mosque. But yeah, on the platform they do. But you go up the stairs. And then you go up the stairs, and the top of the stairs, you're right in front of the center of the Dome of the Rock.
It's a staircase.
Sorry?
Staircase.
I think it's made of stone.
Not
in the middle.
You'll see on the outside of the coastal, that's what he's talking
about. No, not on us. No, I'm talking about the other side of the coastal, right? On the east side of the Western Wall, right?
You're saying there's a flat area, and later on there's a drop. Which is the staircase.
In the middle there's a drop.
Yeah,
there's a flat over here, and there's a drop here when you go upstairs to get to the top. I become level with
because the
level
behind. You wanted to go on the other side of the coastal up to that point.
That's right. If you believe me, yes.
How far is the gap?
What?
How far is the gap between the inside of the coastal and this new wall, this western wall of the Beis HaMikdash?
What's the distance from the coastal to the stairs?
So it's about 90 meters between the coast of Moravia and the Dome of the Rock. It's how many meters between the Dome of the Rock? I'm not sure exactly.
It's big enough for people to walk around.
Of course, yeah.
In the old days, they used to be down the bottom of the what we call the coastal now.
Yeah. There's plenty of room, yeah. Until you get, we're talking about 50, 60 metres, yeah.
You haven't solved your problem that even your new coastal,
right.
Like the not relocated, but the coastal by the stairs,
right,
is infilled on the back. yes,
right.
Because they made a platform at the upper level, if you like.
Right.
In which case you can't have a Metis Menachar HaKim because you can't be standing behind it.
Well, you can.
You can only be standing above it.
No, because Abedishon doesn't have any problem about going underground, but he has to. You have to have this idea of looking at through at us. That's a sort of a straight area. So the top stair is actually visible to us, right? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu can be behind the stair underground, but he's looking through the charakim of that top stair, looking directly at us.
So he's looking towards the Beis HaMikdash then?
No, he's looking away. He's looking at us. There's the Beis HaMikdash. Here's the top stair. I'm going up the stairs.
So that top stair. He's in the open and looking at a wall which is infilled from behind.
No, he's underneath it. He's got the top stair here, right? And then there's the Beis HaMikdash. So he's behind that top stair and he's looking at me as I'm coming up the stairs, right? He's looking at me and between that the charakim of that top level, of that top stair. Stairway. He's looking straight at me. He's underground because it's covered in ground.
You're going up the stairs. You have your back to the Beis HaMikdash, don't you?
No, I'm going straight towards the Kodesh Kodoshim. I'm going straight towards the Kodesh Kodoshim. I'm talking about the Western Wall, right? So I go up the stairs. I'm going straight towards the Dome of the Rock. The Dome of the Rock is the back of the Beis HaMikdash, which is where the Kodesh Kodoshim is.
Well, so this area behind the coastal is lower than the Beis HaMikdash. And the stairs go up to it.
The stairs go up.
I had it the wrong way around.
Yeah, the stairs go up right to the level where the Dome of the Rock is. Okay, so we haven't got so much time left. We're still left with a question. The question which I mentioned that right at the beginning, that the wall is 10 degrees. I didn't mention about Shlomo HaMelech. So Shlomo HaMelech. Why does this wall exist? So Hordas evidently extended because the area now, the southern wall is much further than the 500 Amos. If you measure 500 Amos from the Golden Gate going southwards, you won't get to the southern wall. The southern wall is much further south. So evidently Hordas extended the Beis HaMikdash. We know he extended the Beis HaMikdash. He extended to the south. He knocked down the southern wall and made a new southern wall further down. Why would Hordas, this wall, if it evidently was made from Hordas, the wall which we know it was made, the western wall, has the misgeret of Hordas, which was evidently made by Hordas, but why would he make a wall which would be neged the wall of the Beis HaMikdash? Because that wasn't the wall of the Beis HaMikdash. The wall of Beis HaMikdash is where the platform is, or where the stairway of the platform is, going 500 amas. So going back to the western wall, there's a western wall there. Why should he build the wall neged the Beis HaMikdash wall? Because that wall he couldn't pull down because of the Haftocha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said it will never be destroyed. The southern wall he could pull down, but he couldn't pull down the western wall. So why would he build? So he did not build that wall. The wall, like you mentioned earlier, was built by Shlomo HaMelech. It was a retaining wall. It wasn't part of the Beis HaMikdash because it was much too far away. But in order to, when you would build a wall, that's what they needed to do. In order to make a wall and fill in with earth to make a platform for the Beis HaMikdash for the 500 Amis, that's going to cause a lot of lachatz onto the wall. And therefore you need a retaining wall behind it, which will give support to that wall. And that was the wall which Shlomo HaMelech built, and that was the retaining wall. And this answers a question, because in the Western Wall there are stones. One of the stones is about 300 tons. The biggest crane in the world at present can only lift something about 250 tons. And it's a total enigma to people, to archaeologists, how they managed to move that stone and get there into the place of the reason. Now, Shlomo HaMelech, we're told that the Beis HaMikdash and the stones, how Shlomo HaMelech did it, they went by themselves. The Medrash tells us that the stones which Shlomo HaMelech built for the Beis HaMikdash, they actually travelled miraculously to their place. So this was the stone, this was the wall of Shlomo HaMelech, and the evidence is of the actual, how the stone got there. Interesting enough, I have to finish now, but it's 74, the retainment wall is 74 meters behind the 500 Amos wall, find this theory. And evidently Shlomo Melech built around this retainment wall 74 meters. The gematria 74 is the gematria of Soviv. Soviv is 74. And so that's why evidently Shlomo Melech built the wall around it. It was 74 meters. Now you might ask me, meters, what that got to do with Shlomo Melech didn't use meters, he used Amos, right? But a meter is a half. It's half a meter. It's 1 meter is a half. Is 2 amas. If you soviv, is twice soviv, then you get to the gematria of a wall. So soviv of the around the wall with the 74 meters. Okay, that's all. I'll have to leave for another time. Where the 10 degrees. Is how can be reconciled.
Discussion about